Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Oh my goodness, we're going to dive in. I feel like, and I was just talking to my fabulous friend here in the background who you don't see, Danielle, that it's getting warm because I was just looking. Friday is the summer solstice and summer in the Northern Hemisphere is upon us. And that's good. I actually really like seasons. Some people have a favorite season and I usually really like the one that I'm in. And I think that's cool. But that's not what we're talking about today. So I am Heather and I am a transformation facilitator and you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth, which I feel is my mission in life is to illuminate your worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Love. You've got to check out the stuff on the Inspired Choices Network, my friend, if you haven't done it yet. There is a lot of good stuff on here. But today I am talking to you about, are you busy disappointing yourself? And it's interesting that this one came to me a couple of weeks ago. And I was thinking about how busy people are. And it's almost like it's a badge of honor, you know, when someone says to you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. Does that make you better somehow by saying you're so busy? Or does it get you some kind of recognition that you are looking for? So there's this busy side to it, you know. And I used to do, maybe I'll speak about it a little bit today. I used to do a free webinar called Ditch the To-Do List, because you know, we're running on these to-do lists and they're creating stress in our bodies. And it's never ending. You are never, ever not going to have stuff to do. So in the end, it wasn't really, I'll give you a secret, it wasn't really about getting rid of the list. It was about being okay that you have a list and being excited that you have a list and not giving yourself the stress that it all has to be done before the end of the day. Let's talk reality, right? This is reality. I'm going to talk reality today. So we've got that busyness. It's this way of being in our culture that maybe we're afraid if we don't appear busy, people will think that we are lazy. Maybe if we don't appear busy, people think, oh, well, you know, then we should give them something to do. I can remember, you know, at work, if you didn't look busy when I was an accountant, if you didn't look busy, that was just asking for trouble from the partner that you worked for. So looking busy becomes like this, or thinking that you're busy or feeling like you're always busy becomes this natural way of being in the world. And you forget that that's not really how we come into the world. We don't come into the world thinking, I've got to get busy. I've got to start doing some things. Give me my list of things that I need to achieve today. You know, we come into the world going, hey, what's going on? This is pretty cool here. Got anything to eat? Can someone change my diaper? I could use some cuddles here. That's kind of the extent of your to-do list. And I know, it's kind of a funny example, but when you come into the world, you don't come into the world with this expectation that you're going to be run by an endless list of things to do. That's kind of like the guy pushing the rock up the hill. I can't remember what that guy's name was in mythology. Pushing the rock up the hill. And you'd almost get to the top, you almost get to your to-do list, then it rolls back down. And then your to-do list is full again. So why not just stop pushing the rock up the hill and refocus your energies? So one of the things that, and I commented that the disappointing yourself, are you disappointing yourself? Because there is the culture of busyness that we, Sisyphus, thanks Danielle, Sisyphus pushed the rock up the hill. I'm telling you. If you don't have someone in your room helping you out, you've got to find a Danielle. So, yeah. So if you are busy, 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 and you evaluate your worth on how busy you are, how good you can get things done, you get your praise from how busy you are, and oh, she's so efficient and she achieves so many things. Those are all great if all those things you're doing are things you want to do, right? Because, and I've talked about this so much. I can't remember if it was recently, but I talked about it a lot, is the your best person to make happy is you. Full stop right there. Your best person to make happy is you. And if all of the things on your list are making you happy, then you won't be stressed out by having a long list. But if all the things on your list are trying to make other people happy, well, you're not going to make yourself very happy at the end of the day, and you're going to be tired. And I'm talking about disappointing yourself. So there's that culture of busy, and the disappointing yourself is you're holding yourself to some standard that's not achievable, right? It's literally impossible, unless you're even when you're retired. I feel like I'm just fine in saying this. It's literally impossible to never have something to do. And yes, there's things we need to do that maybe we're not so keen on doing. Like, I don't like washing the dishes. I'm going to own that. I'm not big on the housework side of the world, but I have an agreement with my super amazing partner, husband, that because he cooks, I will do the dishes, even if I don't like it, because I'm holding myself. I have agreed to do that. And it's not something I want to do, but it's on my list because it's the product of something I do want, which is a fabulous meal. Now, if you're disappointing yourself, if you're always busy, and then you're never achieving this mysterious idea of balancing work and life and achieving it all with grace and calm and ease. And I just think of these ladies that they used to show in like the 70s who they can, have their kids and look after them, and their children are so well behaved, and their house is immaculate, and their husband is happy, and they have the big career. I don't know anybody like that in real life. So if you're holding yourself to that standard, which isn't a real standard, you will always be disappointed in yourself. And how does that translate into making you happy? Right? So this is how we're going to kind of dive into this. And it's interesting. So I started out by saying that I thought of this, I came up with this topic a few weeks ago. And then this weekend, so today is Wednesday, yes. I started to get a little tickle in my throat on the weekend, and then Monday I was full on sick. I had a head cold. You might still be able to hear some of it. Couldn't breathe through my nose. I had a thunderous headache. And I'm someone who I can deal with a lot of physical pains, broken wrist, okay. I've broken a few bones. I've sprains and strains and punctures and wounds. I seem to be able to navigate those all okay. A headache, I cannot navigate a headache. I don't know why, but it just takes me out. And I had a lot of things to do because, yeah, I'm pretty busy. I am a solopreneur. I do a lot of things for my business is because I do more than one thing. And I also like to have a lot of fun. So it caught up with me on Monday and I was sick. And I thought about the old me who worked in corporate finance. The old me would have taken a bunch of medication and gone to work and said, oh, I'm so sick and I'm so busy. Why would we? And I think COVID changed that a little bit for us because now people don't feel like they have to go in, but now so many people work from home. they probably actually don't take the day off. So Monday I was sitting, I was feeling a bit sorry for myself with the headache. Okay, LS, it's a thing. And my husband Brad said to me, "Well, why don't you go back to bed?" And I said, "I can't go back to bed." And I heard myself saying that. I'm like, "Why can't I go back to bed?" So I looked at my calendar and I did something I would never have done in a previous version of myself. And I canceled everything for Monday and Tuesday. I just sent messages out. I rescheduled things. I rebooked things. I sent a message to Christine, who runs the Inspired Choices Network, and said, "I'm not adulting today, so I'm clearing my whole calendar." So, because I had to have her move some things around. And, and I was saying it jokingly, but in a way, it's almost like we feel like as adults, we can't take a day off. Too many people are depending upon us. Really, is the world going to stop moving if you take a day off? I took 2 full days off. I didn't even get out of my pajamas. I napped a lot. I laid on the couch. Do you remember when you were a kid and you had a sick day? This is what I did when I was sick at home when I was a kid. On the couch, my favorite blanket, my pillow, got some snacks, got a drink, TV's on. There's no remote control back then. That's how old I am. No remote control. Oh my God. And I would watch game shows and soap operas, and I would not worry about the fact that, oh my God, I'm missing school. Oh my God. And this is someone who actually likes school, but I didn't stress. I decided that my mom decided, really, she's sick, she's staying home, and I didn't worry about it. So when you're sick, it's your chance. I'm not recommending you get sick, by the way. It's your chance to say, "Wait a minute. It's okay for me to stop doing things. It's okay for me to take some time to recover." And now, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm actually like 99% better because I chose to take 2 full days for myself, sleeping, resting, relaxing. Binge watching murder mysteries. That's my guilty pleasure. Murder mysteries, British ones, British murder mysteries, because I find them super, super intelligent. So when we're talking about, are you busy disappointing yourself? When you look at the things that are making you busy, and this reflects back to something I said in one of the previous shows where write down everything that's making you busy, right? A to-do list is a list of tasks, but sometimes it's not a task that's keeping your mind busy. Sometimes it's something else. Sometimes it's just a thought that's percolating around in your head. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes, for me, especially, a task is something that's like a month long. This is a month-long task. Of course, it's going to cause stress if you don't recognize it. It's never going to drop off your list because it's a month long. But if you think about what are the things that are making you busy? What are the things that are making you busy? What are the things on your list? What are the things that are staying on your list? What are the things that are taking up space in your brain? What are the things that are taking up your time? And we're going to go on to a break in a second, but what I want to talk about is being busy versus productive. Because if you can find a way to be productive, you don't have to be busy. There's a difference between being busy and being productive. And you might say, "Oh yeah." But when I drop some of these ideas onto you, you might realize, "Oh, right, I might be doing that." And one of the only ways is to look for yourself. Sometimes it's helpful to have someone outside of you. Every now and then, my coach. So I've been coaching for 8 or 9 years now, and I still have my coach coaches me because Once I got a coach, I realized how helpful it was because he sees the stuff that I don't see. And we'll be talking about something that I'm working on. He's like, is that really the best use of your time right now? And I'll think, damn it, he's right again. But in a good way, because he's awesome. I love him. Yes, busy versus productive. And there's also something that I love. I might have made this word up. I don't know. Did I make this word up? I'll have to go back and check. Procrast branding. So for entrepreneurs, procrast branding is something we do really, really well. And I'll talk about that as well. So I want you to think about the break's not that long, but while we're on break, I want you to think about what are the things that make you think that you're always busy? And to some degree, you're keeping yourself busy for a reason. What benefit are you getting from being busy all of the time? Right? So we will talk about that when we come back after this super quick break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Oh, damn it.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do that. I'm eventually going to remember not to talk in the middle of the commercials. So welcome back, my friend. I am Heather. And yes, this is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And this is where we're going to inspire you to shine. I have a sign on my wall in my office that says, "Don't dim your light to fit in." And I think that's like a super important message. And there's so many ways that we dim our light. I can remember listening to this Australian coach who said, she called it tall poppy syndrome. You know, you don't want to become the tall poppy because they come and chop your head off. So you don't want to stand out because they'll come and chop your head off. I'm like, well, is that really true? And as humans, maybe we do. Maybe we do want to take people down that we think are too big for their britches. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't stand out. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be attacked. And I feel like there's so many ways that we keep ourselves down. We do it to ourselves. And I think it's terrible because we're not here to do that. We are here to be big and bright and shiny and fabulous and celebrate all the other big and bright and shiny, fabulous people, because the people who are pulling down the people who are big and bright and shiny and fabulous just don't feel good about themselves. And when you recognize that, then you think, well, I'm sorry you don't feel great about yourself, but I'm going to shine my bright, shiny self all over the place. And that leads us into what we're talking about, which is, well, don't dim your light to fit in, but stop Are you busy disappointing yourself? And I was talking about all of the things that make us busy. It's endless. You can talk to anybody and they can probably rhyme off a half a dozen things on their to-do list without even looking at it. And this is something that a coach once asked me. I was doing something, I can't remember what it was, and they said, what benefit are you getting from doing that? And I was thinking, they're crazy. Why would I be getting a benefit doing something that is not helping me? But if you're continuing a behavior and you're aware that it's a behavior you want to change, yes, there's the whole habit thing, but habits can be changed. So there's a benefit to continuing a manner of being, even if we see it as a negative, right? So anything can become a habit. I mean, thinking of it, or anything can become something that you want to achieve. I'm trying to think of how to say this. So if you think about, sometimes an eating disorder is a good way to think about it, is that person wouldn't choose, if you ask them logically, they wouldn't choose to have an eating disorder. They wouldn't choose to think it's pleasurable to not eat or to starve themselves. Yet there is some gain that they feel like they're getting from that, even though it's negatively impacting their physical health. And that's a whole psychology side. That's not my area of expertise, but it shines a light on, okay, that was kind of crazy. That was not what I wanted to happen on this particular show. And what's hilarious is you and I were talking crazy.
Just about that.
That was not what I wanted to happen on this particular show. And I can't hear, but it's all good. So here we are. Oh my gosh. So life happens to you, my friends. And I was commenting earlier that the, I was commenting earlier that we were having thunderstorms in the area. So that's what I'm going to blame. Now, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, we can take a break. Let's skip the break because we just had a big, long break. So welcome back, everyone, to the Real Life Show, Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart, Transformation Facilitator. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and the Inspired Choices Network was on it. They were like, Heather, where are you? I said, I don't know where I am. We're talking about being busy. That's where we are. And what benefit do you get from the habits you have? So I'm going to tell you, old Heather would have had a meltdown right there. New Heather was like, oh, what's going on? And there's an inside joke with some of my friends that about what version, you know how computers are always like, this version 1.0, 1.79, 1.11, 3.95. I think I'm on Heather version 6.0 now. And if you believe it, every 7 years, you're a whole new person. So why not change your habits and choose what you want to be and choose how you want to be? There's a thought. I wrote, so every morning, you know, you should know, you might know that I meditate every morning. And I jumped off of my cushion this morning with a thought that was in my head. I thought, I have to write this down because I won't remember. It isn't about dreaming bigger. It's about believing bigger. So you can dream and dream and dream all you want, but until you believe it, it won't happen. So you can dream about being a person who has no stress in their life. You can dream about being a person who has the habits they want. You can dream about a person who makes sure they take care of themselves. You can dream about a person who gets the things done that they want to get done. Or you can believe that that's the person you are and you can take the steps to do it. Because when you believe that that's the person that you are, that's what you'll do. There was an amazing example I heard once by Jim Fortin. I was used to listen to his podcast a lot. And he used the example of this person that he knew who was, he was actually in sales. And he went to the gym a lot. And he was in very good shape. And people thought he was a personal trainer. And would ask him advice and he would, you know, give recommendations. And he was talking to him at one point and he said, how is it that you can maintain this fitness level with this job that you do? And he said, well, and it was a subtle difference. He said, I'm not someone who goes to the gym. How did he put it? Hold on. He had incorporated into his life that he wasn't just someone who had a gym membership. The gym was a habit of his life. And he didn't take vacations from it. You know, he didn't say, oh, you know, I'm on vacation, I'm not going to work out. Or, oh, I'm out for all these sales dinners, I don't need to eat healthy. Oh, we're out for dinner, let's splurge. Now, I do that all the time, you know, but this was how he identified himself. He identified himself as a healthy, fit person who took care of themselves in every single way. And so all of his actions demonstrated that. I mean, and a smoker is a really good example. If I asked you if you were identified yourself as a smoker and you smoked, you'd say, yeah, I'm a smoker. You don't take vacations from it. If you're a non-smoker, no, I'm not a smoker. I never smoke. So you either, so it's how you identify yourself. So if I believe that I am someone who's super productive, and I take the actions to make sure that I am because my brain has to satisfy the things that I believe, then my to-do list won't make me feel busy and stressed most of the time. We got to allow for the ups and downs of life, right? Like when your internet goes off in the middle of a show. Of course it does. Now, busy versus productive. So think about the things on your list, before I get into that, think about the things on your list. What makes you busy? And everything in your life you are allowing to be there. So what are you allowing onto that list that maybe doesn't need to be there? Maybe it could be delegated. Maybe it could be deferred. Maybe you could say no. There's a coach that I know in Australia, her entire coaching business is teaching people to say no. And making sure they understand that it's okay to say no. And it's not mean. And it's not awful. I remember I'm reading Mark Manson's book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Expletive. And he said, it's okay to say no, just don't be an asshole, right? So busy versus productive. So you can have on your list things endlessly that will keep you busy. But are they achieving anything, right? We love to do more. We love to feel busy. We are these active little busy bees, you know? And I get that. But I also love taking days off and doing nothing. And that's not the energy that everyone wants. But if you want to find a way to dial down your busyness, look at the things on that list. So all of the things on that list ideally have a goal and goal in mind. Yes, right? They have this thing is leading me towards this goal. They don't have to be epic goals. There doesn't have to be explosions and fireworks. Could just be a goal of, you know, spring cleaning as I look around my office. This, you can't tell. Behind this is not a spring cleaned office. So, by the way, I'm going to turn that so you can't see that thing. The so all of the things on your list, you can see they're leading to a goal. And if they're not, are they leading to somebody else's goals? And that's, I'm not saying that's wrong, but recognize that, right? Recognize that and recognize that it's your time and energy to someone else's goals, which is fine because there could be some other interaction going on there. And feeling productive is different than feeling busy. So when you get to fill your days being productive, all of the things that you're doing, you can see are leading to something that you want to do. Maybe you want to have a clean house. Maybe you want to have great meals available. Like some every couple of weeks on a Sunday, I assemble like 20 Ziploc bags of smoothies. Smoothies. I love smoothies. And they're all just there. So I just pull out a Ziploc bag, chuck it in the blender, and there's my healthy. Maybe your goal is to run a marathon. So there's training plans. You've got all these things that are leading you up to that goal. Maybe your goal is to have a business that supports you and you can quit your job. Or maybe you're retired and you have a goal to create something fabulous for the world. So there are steps along that role, that road, sorry. And one of the traps, and you can see this a lot with entrepreneurs, one of the traps is that there's so much to do. I'm going to own it. There's so much to do when you're an entrepreneur and you work for yourself that you feel like you need to do all of it because we have this lone wolf thing. This doesn't count unless I do it myself. The I don't want to ask for help, it'll make me feel weak. Psh, I say psh to all of that. Throw those thoughts out because they're not helping you. And also, you don't have to do it all at once. So, having been in working for myself for the last 20 odd years, I know in the beginning, oh my goodness, you feel like I don't even know where to start, especially if you've had a job, a traditional job. Because in a traditional job, do this, do this, do this, you can be super busy. You can have endless things to do, but you don't have to decide what's important, right? Your boss usually decides that. When you own your own business, there's a lot of things to do. And especially a lot of coaches that I've coached a lot of coaches, they get stuck in this trying to get everything perfect and oh, my brand colors, oh, this tweak, that tweak. Have you coached anyone yet? No, my website's not ready yet. Why isn't your website ready yet? The colors, I haven't picked the colors. Okay, forget it. They're not going to pick you because of your colors. So you're not going to make your business successful by picking your brand colors. That's what I call procrastinate branding. Focusing your attention on things that aren't going to move you forward. Focusing your attention on things that make you feel like you're busy, but aren't productive, aren't at the end of your day going to say, yes, this is going to help me get towards that goal. Right? And shifting into that, thinking of what is my priority? What is your priority with your forget work, forget jobs, forget businesses? What is your personal priority? I'm going to say it should be you, but I might be a little biased. You should be your number one priority. So for your number one priority being you, what is the first thing that would be good for you? Well, maybe your number one priority is to be healthy. Check. Okay. So to be healthy and to have that as a priority, what will I do? I will get enough sleep. I'll drink enough water. I'll eat healthy. I will stop doom scrolling before I go to bed because it keeps me from being able to go to sleep. There's endless things you can put on that list. And I'm not calling anybody out on this, but what I want you to think about is rethink your priorities. So if your priority is, okay, if I am super healthy and super happy and super have myself organized, that's going to make me happy, so I won't disappoint myself. I might still be busy. Okay, so then we go to busy. What am I busy at? Do these things need to be here? If they don't need to be here, because I prioritized myself and my happiness, these things are keeping me busy. They're not helping me, but like washing the dishes, part of my one of my priorities is a happy, healthy relationship. So I'm going to wash the dishes because that keeps my relationship awesome with my partner because I love him. Okay, so then, and so rethinking your priorities. And if you are doing something that's not in your best interest, and I don't mean this in a selfish way, or maybe it's okay for you to feel selfish for a little while. I mean it in a way that if it depletes you, you can't go out and help other people with things that you are better at, you would be better served doing. And then setting those boundaries of saying no. So if you took on something, is it something you can finish and just get off your list? Or is it something you need to pass back and say, I'm sorry, I'm not the right person for this. I'm sorry, I can't help you with this because I need to focus my attention elsewhere. You don't have to give excuses, right? And then align the actions of what you're doing with you being fabulous, your fabulous, shiny self. And it's a bit of a mindset shift to rethink those priorities, to set boundaries and be okay with setting boundaries. Sometimes we feel like we're rude. I can remember as a little kid, I was supposed to be quiet, polite. Yes, I was a very polite, quiet girl. I was also very shy. And, don't rock the boat, don't make too much noise, don't disturb people. So little kids aren't like that very often. So how you're okay, you're allowed to take up space, my friend. Take up space, be heard and be seen. It's okay. It's safe. And when you set those boundaries for yourself and say, I am important enough to be able to stand up and be seen. I am important enough to prioritize myself and not other people. And I love myself enough that I'm going to do that because I'll say this probably every show. You need to love yourself more than everybody else does. And that's not to say that you don't love other people, but you need to love yourself. You don't have to go looking outside of yourself for the love that you need. And love can come in many forms. We're going to go on a break in a moment, and I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about how to reclaim some of your time. Continue talking about really, because kind of what I've been talking about the whole time. Reclaim your time and energy and set some of those priorities so that you can stop disappointing yourself and become maybe less busy. All right, I will see you, fingers crossed, after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Welcome back. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And we stayed on. Yeah, baby. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about stopping disappointing yourself. And the worst thing, I feel like the worst thing in the world, I can remember I had a boss who, he wouldn't say he was angry with me. He would say he was disappointed with me because he knew it was a dagger to my heart. Oh, I've disappointed someone. It's a terrible feeling. So imagine that feeling if you keep disappointing yourself. Oh my gosh, pain, agony. And I think sometimes we don't just own it. Yeah, I just disappointed myself. And I don't know why. I'll think about that for another show. But thinking about this busyness that we have, right? So we're going to think about our priorities. What are your priorities? Well, we're going to take all that busy stuff and we're going to write it down. We're going to think about our priorities. And when I used to avoid setting goals because I'm like, I don't want to think about a goal. Eek. Like, ooh, there was something really almost repulsive to me about setting goals. And I wonder when I talk to people about setting a budget, I wonder if they have that same reaction to budgeting that I have to goal setting, which is kind of funny. But goal setting is just like, I want to do something. I want to achieve something. I want to reach something. And I think that I avoided setting goals because I already assumed that I was going to fail. So if you don't set them, you can't fail. Eek, ooh, what a crappy feeling that is, right? But it didn't make me any happier to not set any goals for myself and not achieve them. I can't say that it made it any better. And setting a goal will actually help you move towards what you want. So when in the Thriving Life Method, we talk about six areas, right? We talk about your body, your physical health. What is your goal for your physical health? I don't want a dress size in that. I just want physical health. What is your goal for your emotional health? Do you want to be mostly happy? You don't have to be like me and laughing at stuff all the time. Your community, your relationships. What is your goal for your relationships? Your occupation, which is a job or a business, or if you're retired, something that you do. I'll probably say this all the time. Like, my husband is out delivering food on his bike for, I think, 3 food banks today. That man cycles like a maniac. Your financial health. What is your goal for your financial health? And then your spirit, your soul, your purpose, whatever you want to call it. What do you feel like you're here for? And it doesn't have to be gigantical. Doesn't have to be Hollywood worthy. Raising really well-balanced children is a good goal, right? So when we think about the goals that we want to have in our lives, and we look at our busyness, is our busyness avoiding some of the things that we think that we want to do with our lives? Is our busyness keeping us distracted? I mean, we don't even need busyness anymore. We have social media. We have scrolling. We have binge watching whatever you want for as long as you want. I remember when you used to have to make sure that you were at home at the right time to see the next episode or you would miss what happened way back in the day. And then you had to remember the program, the VCR, if you knew how to do it. It's like, what is your busyness doing to you? And is it keeping you from achieving the life that you want? So one of the things is your priorities. The other thing that I would always invite people to do is, it's going to sound like inaction, is to sit and pause and reflect on all these questions and then to decide. You're the only person who can decide, right? I could say to you, go out and do this. But if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it, right? And pardon me, I could say, if you go and do this thing, you're going to be super, because I used to be a personal trainer. I'll use that as an example. So I had a client who I did house calls for, and I still am a personal trainer. But anyway, house calls for. And I would say, you should do this and this and this in between our sessions. She goes, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, why are you hiring me? She said, well, because I'm not going to work out if you're not here. I said, well, if your goal is to be fit, you need to do more than just when I'm here. So her goal was kind of to be fit, but she wasn't fully into, she hadn't fully embraced that goal, right? She hadn't fully fleshed out the reflection of why am I hiring this personal trainer? Why do I think I want to be fit? Is it just because everybody thinks I should be fit? Is it being imposed upon me, or am I choosing it? So when you're looking at your to-do list and you're looking at your busyness, I want you to evaluate. I want you to think, pause. This is, you got to press the pause button on your life for even for just like a couple of hours. I just took 2 days off. Remember, the world's not going to end. Take a couple hours to pause. Think about what your priorities are. You can use the Become Thriving Life method if you want. It's over on the website. If you're heatherstewart.coach, if you don't remember what I was saying, that's cool. It's all over there. There's even a quiz there. You can figure out your priorities. That can help. But reclaim your time and energy to fill yourself up so that you overflow. Right? I like this vision of filling up yourself so that you overflow and you aren't constantly being depleted. So cup half full, half empty, let's just overflow it, right? So the overflow is for other people. So when you're reflecting and you're deciding, you're looking at your priorities, you're looking at the things that are keeping you busy, you're looking at your lists, and you're looking at, but what do I want for my life? And it's not going to be immediate. You're not going to be able to, excuse me, that's my cold. You're not going to be able to chuck it all out, but you can start to fine tune it. You can start to reorganize. You can start to think seriously about how you're going to make changes so that you can be this overflowing, super bright, shiny person that you came here to be, to share the gifts that you, only you can share. I have gifts that I can share. I can't share the gifts that you have, right? That's why there's so many people, because everybody has their own thing to share with the world. And we've got to stop being other people. We need to be fully us. Stand that tall poppy up. Shine your bright, shiny self into the world. So my invitation to you is to reassess your busy list, turn it into your productivity list, and make it productive for your personal priorities. And that, my friend, is a wrap.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.